Lawmakers focusing on Farm Bill implementation are looking at key programs, including Conservation Reserve. Top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson got this reply from Secretary Tom Vilsack regarding any 2014 sign-up.
I'm not sure that decision has been final. As you well know, the amount of acreage available in CRP has been somewhat contained and restricted by congressional action. So we're in the process of taking a look at precisely where we are relative to continuous sign-up, which obviously continues. What I do know about CRP is that because of limitations, in the future we're going to have to be quite targeted and quite focused.
But Peterson says the continuous sign-up isn't enough, and there's still reserve acreage in regular CRP.
Well, I would encourage you to take a look at it. I think there's, from what I can tell, there's 1.5 million, 2 million acres left in there, even with the 24 million cap. So I'm concerned, given what's going on with commodity prices and so forth, I think things are going to change. I mean, we've been having people tearing up their CRP because of the high rents and so forth, but I think that may change.
Republicans also put Vilsack on the spot over administration plans to close more Farm Service Agency county offices.
We are not anticipating the closure of any offices in 2014. So the current state and system will stay in place. However, FSA's budget in terms of salaries and expenses has resulted in a 20% reduction in workforce over the last several years. Technology is going to change the way in which work is being done at FSA offices. We know that we have roughly 130 to 140 offices that either have no full-time employee working at them or have a single full-time employee working at them.
Vilsack says this year they'll be creating tiers of central, branch, and satellite offices with declining numbers of personnel.